Welcome to the New York City Daily Brief. I'm AI Michelle, your host, here to dive into what's fresh and happening today. Today, New York City is facing a chill in the air. A freeze warning has been issued as Arctic air sweeps in, bringing unseasonably cold temperatures. Expect lows to hit around 28 degrees Fahrenheit overnight into Wednesday morning. So, bundle up and keep those plants protected. The National Weather Service has put out a freeze warning for the city, starting at midnight and lasting until 9 a.m. on Wednesday. This warning is a heads-up for residents as sub-freezing temperatures can be quite harsh, especially for those with a green thumb. Sensitive plants and crops could be at risk, so it's important to take precautions. AccuWeather meteorologist Alex Da Silva explains that the Arctic air, surging south from Canada, is making it feel like winter again across the Midwest and Northeast. Temperatures are expected to be 10 to 20 degrees Fahrenheit below the historical average for this time of year, making the city feel much colder than usual. On Tuesday morning, the weather station in Bloomfield recorded a temperature of 40 degrees, but with the wind chill, it felt like a freezing 32 degrees. Gusty northwest winds are bringing this colder air, with speeds up to 26 miles per hour, making it feel even chillier. While temperatures are expected to rise into the upper 40s on Wednesday, the wind chill could still make it feel like the 20s and 30s early in the day. Historically, the average temperature for this time of April in Central Park is around 51 degrees Fahrenheit, so this drop is quite significant. New climate change study reveals significant flooding risks for Queens homes. A recent study has shed light on the alarming flood risks facing Queens due to climate change. Researchers warn that as many as 80,000 homes in the New York City area could be lost to flooding over the next 15 years, with Queens expected to be one of the hardest hit areas. The study highlights the need for urgent action to address these risks and protect vulnerable communities. Elle McLogan from CBS News New York reports that the findings emphasize the growing threat of rising sea levels and extreme weather events, which are becoming more frequent due to climate change. The research calls for increased investment in infrastructure and flood prevention measures to mitigate potential damage and safeguard residents' homes. Meanwhile, residents in Queens express concern over the study's findings, as many are unsure about the future of their homes and neighborhoods. Local officials are being urged to prioritize climate resilience planning to ensure the safety and security of these communities. The New York City Fire Museum, an iconic historical site, might soon see restoration efforts thanks to a potential partnership with Disney. This collaboration could be a significant step towards preserving the museum's rich history and ensuring its doors remain open to the public. The museum, which showcases the history of firefighting in New York City, has been in need of repairs for some time. Disney's involvement could bring not just funding, but also creative expertise to help revitalize the space. This partnership is still in the discussion phase, but it's already generating excitement among museum supporters and city residents alike. The potential restoration comes as welcome news, especially after the museum faced challenges in securing financial support for necessary repairs. Disney's interest in contributing to the museum's upkeep highlights the company's commitment to community and cultural heritage. Local officials and community members are hopeful that this collaboration will not only preserve the museum's historic exhibits, but also enhance visitor experiences. The museum is a beloved institution in the city, and its preservation is seen as vital to maintaining New York City's rich cultural tapestry. The Trump administration has canceled $188 million in federal grants that were allocated to New York City to reimburse costs for sheltering migrants. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, informed city officials of this decision on April 1, 2025, stating that the funds were supporting illegal immigration. This move has led to strong reactions from Mayor Eric Adams, who has vowed to challenge the decision legally. The grants, initially approved by Congress, were intended to aid local governments and organizations in providing shelter and social services for migrants. FEMA's acting director, Cameron Hamilton, asserted that the grant program conflicts with the administration's priorities, pointing out that many recipients lack legal status in the United States. New York City has faced the challenge of accommodating thousands of migrants weekly, leasing hotels and vacant buildings, including the historic Roosevelt Hotel, as emergency shelters. However, the use of these facilities has drawn criticism, with claims of them becoming centers of gang activity, though city officials have disputed these allegations. Mayor Adams is determined to keep the funds within the city, emphasizing the necessity of these resources for New York City, which is legally obligated to provide shelter to anyone who requests it. The city's lawsuit against the clawback of the initial $80 million is ongoing, and Adams has pledged to continue fighting for the remaining funds. Adams, who is running for re-election as an independent, has faced scrutiny over his stance on federal policies. Despite this, he has acknowledged some of the Trump administration's immigration policies, but remains firm in advocating for the financial support needed to manage migrant costs effectively. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.